It should be a fun one. It's going to be a fun fight weekend this weekend. And it's going to be fun to see this guy in the octagon as well, because he's an absolute friggin' legend. Former champion Chris Weidman joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors and one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Chris Weidman joining us here, former UFC champ. Chris, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate you.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
We were just kicking it around about this whole John Jones, Tom Aspinall beef that's been the whole buzz this week. What do you make of this, Chris? As a guy, you've done it all. You want to go out always on your own terms, and I'm sure there's when some punk kids, you know, want to call you out and make their name off of you. Like, as a guy who's taken out a legend and like skyrocketed you, like what did you feel is like the responsibility of the sport in that spot? Like, do you take on the young up and comer, or do you get to do what the hell you want because you've been doing this forever?
My honest thought is that I'm blown away that that's the talking point everybody's talking about. And then I feel like it's disrespectful to Stipe Miocic right now. I feel like people are forgetting. Why are we talking about Tom Aspinall right now when you should be talking about Stipe, man, one of the greatest fighters, the GOAT of the heavyweight division, coming back after such a long time? And I know John Jones, he's accomplished more than pretty much every fighter's resume is the epitome, you know, of what you want to accomplish in a sport. But, Stipe's not looking at the things you're looking at. He's looking at all the decisions this dude's had with guys that he would probably just run right through. You know, he had a very, very close decision win over Dominic Reyes, where a lot of people had Dominic Reyes winning that fight. He had a five-round fight with Anthony Smith. He had a five-round fight with Thiago Santos. He had a five-round fight with Oven St. Pri, whatever. I forget his last name. We'll
just rock with OSP.
About. Yeah, OSP. I think there might be one other. And if you paired up Stipe against any one of those guys, you'd probably predict that Stipe would run right through them. And I think people are forgetting that's what Stipe's looking at. A lot of everybody else is looking at what John Jones did when he came up to heavyweight. He took down Ciryl Gane and finished him in the first round. And so I don't know. And they're looking at Stipe. He's been off for a long time. He's older. But I think they're forgetting how tough Stipe is, and tough mentally. And then a great wrestler, too. And then also hits pretty damn hard, man. Great boxer.
Is that because he's not out there like a lot of these guys are? Like, everybody's trying to sell fights, and everybody's trying to talk trash, and everybody's trying to call somebody out. And Stipe just kind of goes about his business.
Yeah.
Right? I think, is that why they forget about how good he is?
Yeah, he doesn't do much media. He hasn't fought in a real long time. And so John Jones, he's been out there now. He fought way more recently than Stipe. There's, obviously Aspinall who's calling him out all the time. So he's in the limelight more often, and people are just kind of forgetting about Stipe. So much so that he's like a 5-1 underdog.
Live dog in Chris Weidman's opinion? Very live dog in Chris Weidman's opinion?
Oh, man. Yeah.
100%. If I was able to bet. If I was allowed to bet on fights.
Of course.
That's a no-brainer.
Where are you at, Chris? Because, I was in the building when that injury occurred in Jacksonville. That was, that was crazy. And I imagine you've had plenty of people say, like, come on, man, what do you want to keep doing this for? But how important is it for you to be able to do things on your own terms? Like, we hear this locally a lot with Tua Tagovailoa with the concussion thing. And he's like, I want to keep doing it because I love this and no one's going to tell me when to do it. Like, do you have that in you as well? Like, it's like, I don't want, you guys to dictate with it. Like, I have plenty of stock in knowing when I can keep doing this and how long I want to keep doing this.
Yeah, 100% is going to come down to me and not anybody else. I think a lot of why I'm still doing it at this point is probably because of the injuries I've suffered. I've had 30 surgeries, and then with that leg break, probably the most catastrophic injury in the history of the sport, the only compound fracture that ever was in the UFC, and everything I had to go through to come back. I just in the beginning it was about just trying to walk again and play with my kids, and then it slowly became like I got to come back and get back in there. There was a lot of tough days and moments of doubt, but I persevered, and now it's just like a I'm very competitive. I'm competitive with myself, and I'm trying to do great things still. And I feel good. Like my body's came together. I've learned to work around things and build on things and listen to my body more than ever. And I feel really good right now. In the gym, I'm still doing my thing. It's like I'm not usually, guys start retiring when they're getting beat up in the gym, for the first time, and they're losing to these up and comers, and they're noticing themselves slowing down. Because that's where you spend most of your time is in the gym with all these guys who are training for the same thing that you're training for. And I really haven't slowed down at all. I feel great. So we'll see how I perform under the lights because that's really what all that matters. But if I still feel like I have more to give, and my body's hanging in there, I'm gonna do what I can. I think it's also like a big part of it because of the injuries. Like I think it's inspiring for other people to see everything I've been through and what I overcame, and I want to finish strong.
It kind of seems like this is, it has really nothing to do with anybody else but you. You can't go out like that.
Yeah.
You gotta be comfortable with how you end your career, and you ain't there yet.
No, not there yet. And it would be a great place. I kind of wish I was ready to retire right now because it would be pretty cool to put down my gloves in MSG, from New York. But I'm not, I just don't feel like I'm ready yet to do that.
So I was seeing this embedded. You look like a super dad with the landscaping. Like is this something that Chris Weidman takes a lot of pride in? Are you a lawn man? Are you always out there with doing the weed whacker? Like is this something you obsess over?
I'm kind of into it. I have a weed whacker, but I got a new edger with the two blades. I never had that before. I always would do all the edging with my weed whacker, and it was kind of like all over the place. Now I got the edger, man. Anybody who doesn't have one of those things with the blades, it makes it look so good. It makes it look so good.
So we're sitting here having a conversation with one of the baddest men to walk the face of the earth. And your advice to us is go get one of those edges with the two blades.
100%. Yeah. Oh, other advice. I just got, man. I have one of those battery powered blowers. I got now. One of my buddies, a landscaper. I used to work with him forever.
Gotta
But
get
now
gas.
he's got his own business. I got a Husqvarna 580 BTS. Check it out. It's like a commercial grade blower. Oh my God. Like the feeling when you put that on, like I don't care if the leaves are wet. I don't care if it rains. All the leaves are gone. I do my whole front lawn in like 15, 20 minutes, and
Oh my goodness.
I could hang out with that backpack on all day long. It's so much fun. Yeah, I want to just do all my neighbors' houses. That's how good it is.
This feels like
Yeah.
Chris Weidman needs
And
the.
I don't have a sponsor with Husqvarna.
No, I know. This
Someone's
sounds.
out there. I'd love one. I used to use the Husqvarna blower, snow blower, when I lived in New York. That thing was a beast, but it was a beast. It was expensive, but man, during those snowstorms that they're bad, the pin. I don't know if you guys are in
We're in
Miami
Miami.
or
Yeah.
something.
I lived in Cleveland though, and
Oh,
Minnesota.
okay.
So,
So, okay. So you know
yeah.
about snow. There's like these safety pins. If something kicks up like a rock or something, it snaps that safety pin and it's like below freezing. Trying to change those safety pins and like get it working again because it won't work out, that's a nightmare. And if you don't have extra safety pins, it's a problem. So there's a bunch of times I love Husqvarna because it's legit stuff, but there was times where I was out in the freaking blizzard and my snow blower's not working and I don't have an extra safety pin. There's nothing I could do. I'm down to shoveling and that was a nightmare.
So it was like the first stop after the purse comes in is to Home Depot. Like, is that immediately where it's like, is that immediately where you go reward yourself?
So yeah, probably what I'll do is so I had a sponsorship with Greenworks. It's a great company, battery powered thing,
They do
battery
better.
powered lawnmower I have, and they sent me a bunch of stuff. And the problem is I got this new I put down new sod in my front yard. It's Palisade Zoysia. Zoysia is the type of grass, and the Zoysia is very thick. I'm sure it's in a lot in Florida because it's a hot weather grass, and you want to cut it low. And the problem is with the battery powered one, it's so thick that it keeps stopping. It can't handle how thick that grass is down low. So I gotta think I gotta go with a gas powered lawnmower now too. Probably get one of those lawn boys,
Hey,
just
this
like
is amazing.
this is
I would have never guessed in a million years that the things that excite you right now are the things that you can do lawn work with.
I'm an old man. I'm 40 years old. I got kids. I'm just, you know, it's like, hey, that's my peace. That's, I go outside, Chris, and like my wife's not yelling at me for anything. I
Chris, can just do the lawn. So I have a thing. If I never want to be bothered, right? Because you're in the house, kids running around, you got the dogs, the wife's yapping at you. Yeah. If I go outside and pressure clean, nobody bothers me.
Oh, yeah. The pressure cleaning.
Nobody want to mess with that pressure
cleaning. 100%. Nobody else wants to do it. You would have to pay someone else to do it for a lot of money. So you're doing you're doing a good thing for your family. You're saving money and you're making things look nice. I love the pressure. I got a pressure cleaner too, man. And I like it. But, man, it's such a hassle taking that thing out and bringing it out. And, you know, with the hose, the water's everywhere. That's a big job.
But it's a quiet job.
That's needing a lot of
attention. Yeah, you're right. It's a quiet job. If you want a couple hours to yourself, yeah, it is the way to go. It's peaceful.
Especially clean.
Before we get you out of here, you guys can see Chris Wyman this week. UFC 309 fighting Eric Anders. Always a thrill watching him in the octagon. I saw your top five movies that you did on your Instagram. Two on the list have sequels coming out. I want to know which one Chris Wyman's more excited for. So Happy Gilmore 2 or Gladiator 2? Which one are you more pumped up for?
I know more about the Happy Gilmore 2, and I'm really excited about that. I mean, that's such a classic. I love Adam Sandler. Met him a couple times. He's the man. They casted me for Happy Gilmore 2. I was praying to be on that thing. But I think my manager sent like an old video of me swinging at a golf club, and I wasn't too smooth with it. And I'm kind of pissed off she sent that, because I think that's why they didn't pick me. Because I had ins. Like, I'm friends with Kevin James. He FaceTimed Sandler in front of me and was like, yeah, you got to get my boy Wyman on the show. I mean, on the movie. And I was so excited. It was going to be during this camp, too. I would have to – the whole thing was filmed in Jersey. I'm like, all right, I'll go out to Jersey. I'll film and I'll do training on the side. I don't care. Anything to be in Happy Gilmore, too. But they didn't pick me, damn it. Yeah, but I would say I'm probably most excited for that. I don't know who's playing in the Gladiator 2.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If it's not Russell Crowe
– I got a feeling it's not Russell Crowe. Or like he's going to be like wise mentor Gladiator in this one if he is.
Yeah. I'm interested on how they do that. I don't know if they came out with any information on that yet, but I haven't seen it.
Chris, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much. Good luck this weekend.
Chris. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one. Take care.
There you go. Absolute. One of the best. Chris Wyman. Hey.